going to start with some of the halachas of Shemitah itself. We'll start with the things that you're not allowed to do agriculturally. So there are things that are prohibited from the Torah, unlike Shabbos, where Shabbos, there are 39 avos and malacha, and anything similar to those avos, right, either in their purpose or in their actions, are toldos, and those are also prohibited from the Torah. The 39 malachas are the things that are mentioned in the Torah openly, or things that were openly done in building the Mishkan. Those are the avos. But they're also toldos, right? For instance, an av is disha. Disha was one of the things they had to do to prepare the dyes for the Mishkan. So they had to thresh the dyes from their outer what's it called, husk. That's disha. A toldo of that, which has the same idea behind it, is squeezing juices out of fruit, because you're taking an inner food and separating it from an external husk that it's encased in, and that's a tolda of disha, shchita. So the av is from the Torah. It's called an av because that's what they did in the Mishkan. They didn't squeeze fruit juices in the Mishkan, but they husked out of the husks the samamonim, the things for the dyes. But since this is so similar to it in idea, right, so it's a tolda, and it's also prohibited from the Torah. When it comes to Shemitah, though, it's not the case. The things that are mentioned specifically in the Torah are prohibited from the Torah. And the things that are similar to them, very similar, are only rabbinically prohibited. Those are toldos. There are no toldos for Shemitah. There's only avos. And there's a very big difference between whether something is prohibited from the Torah or only rabbinically. And even if we said that today the whole Shemitah is only rabbinic, but there's still a difference between those things that when the Shemitah was from the Torah, these things were Torah prohibitions, and even when it was from the Torah, they're only rabbinic. The things that were Torah prohibitions when Shemitah was from the Torah remain with the same halachas as if they're from the Torah now. And things that were only rabbinic even when Shemitah was from the Torah today have a different halacha. They're still prohibited, but since they're only rabbinic, the rabbis permitted them under certain circumstances. We'll get to that in a second. So therefore it's important to know what is a Torah malacha in Shemitah, which is probably not permitted under any circumstance with very few exceptions, and something that's only rabbinically prohibited, which is permitted under various circumstances. Okay. So the Torah specifically says in this week's Sedra, the first thing is sod chalos izra. You're not allowed to plant. Now planting can be done in a few different ways. Planting seeds, which well, you grow vegetables or grass or anything like that, not trees, is called zriya. Planting trees is called natiya. You don't usually plant trees from seeds. You plant trees from saplings. That's called natiya. Planting a tree from a seed may not be called natiya, may be called zriya. Zriya is also from the Torah. Natiya is a shaila. Right? That's very similar to planting, but it's not the same kind of planting as planting seeds. Zriya comes from the word zera, to plant a seed. Right? Natiya is something natua already. So there we'll see that it could be that planting things not from seed are only rabbinically prohibited, and planting things from seeds could be Torah prohibited. There's also a shaila whether, and therefore planting trees could be only rabbinic. See one second if that's the halacha or not. And there's also, even if you hold that planting trees is only rabbinic, it could be that if you plant a tree from a seed, not from a sapling, that's taka from the Torah. So that's the first thing, zriya. And then the Torah also speaks about zmira. Zmira is pruning, where you cut off some, extra the branches, or cut off branches to induce them to grow better. That's Zmira. Now, normally, Zmira is a told on Shabbos. It's not an av. It's a told of Netiyah. Right? It makes the tree grow better. So by cutting off branches, you're inducing the tree to grow better. That's similar to planting a tree, which obviously makes it grow better. So, in by Shabbos, Zmira is a tolda, and Netiyah is the av. By Shemitah, there is no malacha of Netiyah, right? Unless it's part of Zriya. And Zmira is an av. The Torah says, Karma cholosis more. You can't prune your vineyard. Okay, and we'll see that whether that only applies to a vineyard, and therefore it's only vines that you can't prune, Minatora, but other things are rabbinic, or Zmira applies across the board to all trees from the Torah. It's also a Shiloh. So that's the second thing. And our next thing is, so that's the two avos. The two avos are Zriya and Zmira. And we'll discuss what is included in them from the Torah and what is extended rabbinically. And then there's two other isurah. There's also an isur of ketsira. Ketsira means to harvest grain, to cut down what's it called, grain, where you're cutting off the whole thing, whatever grew, or vegetables, whatever, that's called ketsira. And then there's an isur of betsira. Betsira is by a vine. You take off the grapes, you don't cut down off the vine. You cut the grapes off the vine. That's called betsira. So the Torah also prohibited harvesting and harvesting grain and harvesting fruit, or specifically grapes. Okay. Over here, though, there's no real isser in the harvesting itself. By the planting and the pruning, the isser is the action itself. Here, the isser is not the action of ksira and betsira, because the Torah says you're allowed to eat the fruit of Shvi'is with certain conditions. But if you couldn't harvest it, then how in the world could you ever eat it? So therefore, you're allowed to harvest it. What it means is you can't harvest it the normal way that you usually harvest. And there's a machlokus what that means. We'll get to that. But in any case, you can obviously gather the fruit, and you can obviously even grapes, and you can obviously cut down wheat that grew during Shvi'is, but you can't do it in the normal way, the way that you normally do it. It has to be done differently. What that differently is, we'll get to when we go to the details of the halacha. Okay. However, there is a way that harvesting or cutting off the grain could be usher from the Torah, and you shouldn't be allowed to do it at all. If you're not doing it for the sake of harvesting it for the sake of the produce, but you're harvesting it to fix up the land, then it becomes part of Harisha, part of plowing. That's plowing. Plowing is anything that makes the land more conducive for planting. And that's just another Isser, and that is Harisha. Is, oh, wow. I can take a hint. The
not the house, the streetlights are off.
Everybody lift up their cell phones. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Cell phones finally comes in handy.
Yeah. Thundering and lightning.
One second. If I begin to hear snoring. Okay. Okay, so it's possible to have ketsira and betsira that are not for the sake of the produce, but for the sake of preparing the land for more planting or whatever. That could be that it's also from the Torah.
Because this is better.
Okay, so
is this any better?
No, I carry this around for this kind of emergency. I never had it before, so.
It was fiddling well. Okay, anybody want?
Just keep it like that.
Hold it up.
What do I have to do?
Put it on the table.
I have 2 years.
Okay. What? What is that? Okay. I tried to hide it, but you know, sometimes it's impossible. Okay. Okay, so let's go now into more of the details over here. Things that, those are the things that are prohibited from the Torah. Zriya, according to most opinions, or many opinions, Netiya, okay, and some hold that Netiya, again, planting a sapling, or even planting a seed of a tree, maybe only the Rabbanon, and the difference would be that under extreme circumstances, you could rely on on that opinion under extreme circumstances and permit things that are permitted by things that are only prohibited from the Torah. Okay, we'll get to the details when we get to them, okay. Anything that is similar to these things, planting means anything that helps the plant grow, or anything that prepares the ground for what's it called, for planting, which is similar to harisha, similar to plowing. Not plowing itself, are prohibited from the Rabbanon. That includes, for instance, watering plants, fertilizing plants, and so on, is all prohibited mid Rabbanon. And like we said, the difference between Malachos the Rabbanon and Malachos the Oraisa are that things that are prohibited from the Torah, even if the plant will die, you normally can't do it, okay? Even if there'll be a tremendous loss, you can't do those malachas. If they're only prohibited mid the Rabbanon, then it depends. To do something that enhances the plant and makes it grow better is aser. But to do something that will prevent it from dying or being damaged significantly, which we'll get to when we discuss what's called significant damage and where the damage has to be to the tree or to the crop, that would be permitted. The one that's called la'avruye ilona, which means to make, to enhance the tree, to make it grow better, is aser. La'ukne ilona, that means to preserve it, that's mutter, again under certain circumstances. But yeah.
So something that was deraisa, which is now really not deraisa today in Israel,
right,
still in the case of significant loss,
right,
is not allowed.
Right, right. In other words, the Rabbanim were misakin shmita ke'in deraisa. They left it as if it would be minat Torah. Okay. Okay, therefore, let's say to see Lamaisa. Can you water your lawn during Shemitah? So if by not watering it, the grass will die, right? There'll be a significant loss, right? And it won't come back because the rains are going to come, or because after Shemitah you'll be able to water it and it'll come back. Under those circumstances, it could be that you can't water it. Because they're not going to die, you're not going to have a significant loss. It just won't look nice now, it'll get brown. But it'll come tchias hameisim when you can water it after Shemitah, or when the rains will come. So we'll see if that's called a significant loss or not, just because your lawn looks terrible and you have a nice landscaped lawn. We'll get to that. But pashtus, if it's not going to damage the lawn significantly, right, then you can't do it. If by not watering the plant that you're planting, that you have, or your lawn, it'll die, you have house plants outside, and if you don't water them, they'll die, then you can water them. But you can only water them as much as you need to preserve them, not more than that. Okay. The Chazon Ish, there was a machlokus between the Chazon Ish and Rav Kook, pretty much, whether that which the plant will die or significantly be damaged, is that only the plant, or is that also the fruit? Right? What happens if, by not watering this plant, right, the plant will survive, but you'll have a significant damage to the produce, won't produce. So Rav Kook held that Lamaisa, that's not enough to permit the Malacha on Shemitah, because the fruit anyway is not yours. The fruit's Hefker. What do you care? Right? So that's not called a significant loss or damage. And Rav Chazoni shall know. And Echanami, the fruit is Hefker, but the Torah wants it to get to people to eat. It wants it to be around for poor people and rich people or whatever, that Klal Yisrael should enjoy it. So that's a significant damage to the plant. Is what's a significant damage to the fruit also, and that's what the Chazon Ish holds, and that's pretty much how we hold that. If there's going to be significant damage to the produce, right, that also is permits it to be done. And what's it called? And it could be that applies to commercial things, where farmers or whatever will not have a good yavul if they don't do certain malachos. But on your own personal garden, where it doesn't make too much of a difference, you know, how many peppers you have, or pepper's not a good example, how many oranges you have on a single orange tree that you have in your yard, it could be there as a place to be machlokes. Where there is a machlokes, and we say the halacha is so-and-so, or whatever, then ikar adin, you can do it if there's a reason. But if it's not such a big deal, right, for commercial things, we're matter a lot more when there's machloks, and to rely on the more lenient opinions. And when it's not commercial, it's just for your own personal use in your own garden or whatever, where the damage and the loss is not that great altogether. Therefore, it could be that's a good idea to be machmer, like the more strict opinion. For example, give you a good example. Zmira. Okay, pruning a tree. So the Chazon Ish holds that pruning is only osur from the Torah by vines, by grapes. Any other tree, pruning is only midrabbanan. That means if you have to prune a tree, because if you don't prune it, there will be a significant damage to the tree long term if you don't prune it. Or, according to the Chazon Ish, there'll be a significant loss of produce if you don't prune it. Then you're allowed to prune it during Shemitah, as much as will avoid those losses and damage. There are other opinions that say not, that Zmira applies across the board to all trees, Minatora. And therefore, even if the plant will die, or there won't be any fruit if you don't prune it, you're not allowed to prune it. So the Tzorech would be pretty much paskin like the Chazon Ish, that pruning from the Torah only applies to grapes. But, it says, that is legabe commercial things, where the loss would be significant. Damage to a tree could be long-term or whatever, for commercial reasons, cause a tremendous loss to a farmer. Or what's it called, a loss of a yavul, right, could cause damage both for the idea that there's to be less fruit for Shemitah, and especially if they're under an Otzer Beis Din, which we'll discuss, to be a loss to the farmer too. Or it could be that it's a... But in your own garden, right, your own garden, pruning your grapefruit tree may be better not to do, and to be machmir like those opinions that say that that's a Torah prohibition, not a rabbinic prohibition, and not to do it because your tree's not going to mamish die, right? It may be damaged significantly, or there may be a damage to the amount of grapefruits that come on for Shemitah year, but it's not a great loss to Klal Yisrael, nor is it a great loss to you, and therefore it's better to be machmer. So sometimes they say like that, that if you're it's a commercial kind of tree, orchard, or whatever, then we're makel, and we follow the strict halacha that these things are okay. And where there's an argument whether it's minatora or midrabbanan. where it's not a commercial thing, it's a personal garden, there it's good to be machmer. But if a person doesn't want to be machmer and he wants to follow the strict halacha and prune his grapefruit tree, he's not doing anything wrong. What else? There's another difference between the malachos of ktsira and besira, of harvesting, and the malachos of planting and pruning. Planting and pruning apply to what's it called? Anything, the trees, right, that grow from Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah till Erev Rosh Hashanah of the end of Shemitah. Before that and after that, there's no isser to plant, except with the conditions we said last week about planting trees within 44 days of Shemitah, but that's for different reasons. But there's no isser of planting, there's no isser of pruning before Shemitah or after Shemitah. On the other hand, harvesting does not depend on the tree, it depends on the fruit. You can't harvest the fruit, or you can't harvest the grain that has Kedusha Shvius. And therefore it's possible for things to not have Kedusha Shvius and grow during Shemitah. It's the Shemitah year, but these things don't have Kedusha Shvius, which next time we'll discuss what things, when do they get Kedusha Shvius. And it's possible also to have something that is growing now in after Shemitah that has Kedusha Shvius. So you can't harvest something that has Kedusha Shvius even in the eighth year if it has Kedusha Shvius the normal way. And you can harvest normally things that don't have Kedusha Shvius even during the seventh year. So the harvesting and the two kinds of harvesting, I don't know if there's an English word, the difference in harvesting of grapes or harvesting of grain, but one's called Ketsira, one's called Betsira.
One's called harvesting, one's called picking.
Picking? Okay.
You pick fruit, you don't harvest fruit.
Right, okay. Okay. So those things depend on what has Kedusha Shvius. It doesn't depend on the year of Shemitah itself. It's possible that during Shemitah year, something that doesn't have Kedusha Shvius can be harvested or picked normally, and it's possible to have something in the eighth year that can't be picked and harvested normally because it has Kedusha Shvius. Whereas the malachos of planting and plowing and what's it called and pruning, they only apply during Shemitah. They don't apply before Shemitah, they don't apply after Shemitah, right? They only apply during the seventh year itself. Those are the basic differences between what malachos are from the Torah and what malachos are only the Rabbanan. Next time we will discuss in detail what is included in the malachos the Rabbanan, what things aren't you allowed to do, and there are certain things that you are allowed to do in your garden or in your field that have nothing to do with preparing the field or doing work with the field itself, preparing it for planting or plowing or anything like that, but there are things that are for instance, setting up a sprinkler system, right, is not necessarily osur during Shemitah, because you're not doing avodas karka, you're doing avoda on the karka that eventually will benefit for after Shemitah, but you're not going to use it during Shemitah, and you're not doing any work with the land itself, you're doing work on the land, that's not osur. Or building, right, you can continue construction, right, even though you're working on the land, you're not working on the land for anything to do with any kind of produce, you're just working on the land to build things on there. That's not prohibited during Shemitah. But next week we'll go into what things are prohibited with the Rabbanan, right? And like we said, the things that are prohibited with the Rabbanan, there are ways of doing them if it'll cause significant damage or loss of produce if you don't do them. Okay, that will get you next week.